This is Crick Info Talk.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell for Crick Info Talk from Belrive. Well, the Australians have had another very good day in the series against Sri Lanka. They dominated with the bat and with the ball. Once again, they worked very hard. They bowled particularly well. And Brett Lee, leading the attack, got things underway for Australia. Bowled a magnificent delivery to get rid of Michael van Dort, an in-swinging Yorker. The two openers had survived the play last night and in fact, looked quite good in doing it. But once Lee got this one through van Dort, it opened the floodgate for Australia. Marvin Adepatu went. One of the things that has happened with the retirement of McGrath, Warne and Langer and Damien Martin, the catching of the Australians and the fielding to a degree has slipped a little. You've got guys like Stuart McGill, Phil Jakes, not as good in the field as the players they've replaced. So a few chances went down. The first opportunity was a bit of a disputed catch. Michael Hussey wasn't sure whether he'd caught Sangakkara or not in the gully. They sent it up to the third umpire. It was inconclusive evidence, so Sangakkara was reprieved. Adepatu was caught, well caught by Michael Clarke in the slips. And then a good partnership between Sangakkara and Jay Vardner. As I say, Sangakkara got the benefit of the doubt. He was then dropped by Adam Gilchrist, the catch that should have been taken, and the Australians just making a few blunders in the field. Sangakkara, as you would expect, having not played a lot of cricket in the lead-up, he was struggling for form and for touch, but eventually, once he got to about 25-30, his feet started to move, he hit the ball in the middle, and he was looking really good. He got to 50, and he's the sort of player that you expect to go on and get a big one. Then he played a poor shot, really, to Mitchell Johnson, looking to force the ball off the back foot, but force at the hind point, which is always dangerous in Australia, with the extra bounce, and he holed out to Michael Hussey in the gully. Jay Vardner played really well. He's a tough little nut, the Sri Lankan captain. He hasn't got the best record against Australia, and you could see that he was very determined to try and do something about that. He got to 50. He was on 69 when Malinga came to the crease, so it looked as though he was going to miss out on the opportunity to get his first hundred. But Malinga did well. He survived, and he battled hard for his captain, and eventually got the 100 that he really wanted against Australia. But unfortunately, it was a bit of a lone battle. Some poor shots in the middle order. Jaz Saria totally out of sorts, bowled by McGill. Silver attempting to cut one that bounced, he was out quickly, and the middle really fell away. Jay Vardner was gone for a duck. That's Prasanna Jay Vardner, the keeper, catching a good one from Stuart Clarke, and the Australians ran through the middle order. I'm sure that the partnership between Malinga and Jay Vardner, the captain, convinced Ricky Ponting not to enforce the follow-on. He didn't do that, even though he was leading by nearly 300, and the Australians went out in a very aggressive mood. Matthew Hayden, in fact, was a bit over-aggressive. He played a few real slog shots early on, and eventually he was out to Murali, LBW. But the Australians have added to their lead by just over 100. Ricky Ponting is at the crease. I'm sure he'll probably go till about lunchtime tomorrow, and the way they're going, that could mean Sri Lanka chasing anywhere between 550 and 600. And the Australians are bowling extremely well. As I say, Brett Lee led the attack. Stuart Clarke bowled very well without a lot of luck. Mitchell Johnson has been tidy. And Stuart McGill, I'm sure he'll trouble them more in the second inning. But the man that the Sri Lankans really can't get past at the moment is Brett Lee, who's leading the attack brilliantly. So the Australians well and truly on top in the second test. This is Ian Chappell for Crick Info Talk at Belrive.
This is Crick Info Talk.